Okay, so today is Daf is Daf Lamed Beis. We are running through it because we need to cover some ground. We're on Lamed Beis, so we're actually on Lamed Beis. I'm on Aleph on the bottom, the two dots, the last case on the Amud. Okay, this is you can do the Gemara here one or two ways. You can do it the Daf Yomi way, or you can spend like months like yeshivas do on these Gemaras, especially this next case coming up. So what's the case? Who the Amud Lechavre? Guy says to his buddy, my bais bahara, what are you doing in my field? So Amar Lei, so the guy, the muchzak says, minach zavinte, I bought this property from you, v'hai shtara, and here's the star that proves I bought it from you. So Amar Lei, so the ma'ara says to him, star is aipahi, it's a forged document. It's not a real document. We just started. Okay, we'll say it again quickly. Hudar Melechav, your guy says to his friend, my bais bahara, what are you doing in my property? Amar Lei, minach zavinte, I bought it from you, the high star, and here's the star. The Armalei star Zaypah, he says that this is a forged document. Rashbam says, Hashtar Mezuyof. Not only is Hashtar Mezuyof, and also, very important, Begam Shnei Chazaka Lo Hechzakta. You don't have a Chazaka. You weren't here for 3 years. So your only claim is based on the star. Right? So Gachin Lachish, so the Muksak bends down. Machlok, we showed him why you have this over here. Bends down to Rabba, I guess, who's judging the state, the judging the case, and says, in, the guy's right. Star Zaypahi, this is really a forged star. Machlokas, what it means, it's a really forged or something else. We'll see that in the Rashbam. Star Zaypahu. Mia, Star Ma'aya Havili. I did once have a good star, the Irkas, but I lost it. V'amin, and I thought, Inkid, Haibi Yodei Koldu. At least I'll bring this to court, that I have this, and maybe I'll come with this to Beis Din, and I'll be believed. So, before we get to the end of the case, so what is it, Star Zaypah? Rashbam says, Perish Ben Chan Alav Star Zaypah Mam. It's not a purely forged document. Other Kamo Star Zaypah. Shelo nichtav al mechirazo. It wasn't written for this mechira. Umay niu star amana the hubata. It's a star amana, which is almost like a practice star or something that was done, you know, beforehand, like almost like a term sheet or so, but not the actual contract. But the Rashbam says further down, inami ikli prushe zaykos star mezuyif mamash. It's really really forged. Shazir chatimas ha'edim yofe. He made a good forgery. Betoim ha'edim kesrum chatimas ha'edim. He forged it so well with these edim things. Yeah, that's my signature. That's my signature. So what's the maskana of the case? So Amar Rabba says Malos L'Shaker. He has a Migo here. What's the Migo? E boy Amar Le Star Ma'al Yehu. Migo, believe me that I had a good star and the property is really mine, because, and believe me that I had that, and Migo, I could have kept my mouth shut and I would have won the case with this star. So I have a Migo. Believe. Rav Yosef argues. Amalei Rav Yosef says, "Amai samachta haistara. Why are you being so mechan this star? Haistara chesu b'yamahim. This star is a piece of it's a shard of pottery. It's worthless. So that all the Rishonim asked the question. Look at Tosfos. Right? Tosfos says, Tamed lahami b'migo. The high boy amar star malihu. Right away, it's a question. He's not being so mechan on the star. You're being so mechan the migo. So this is, we're going to spend a little time on this, and then we'll move. But we're not being so mechan the star.
He admits it's forged."
But he has an ego. Believe me that I have another document because I could have kept my mouth shut. What's Rabbi Yehuda saying? We're being so much on the star. So let's look at this Rashbam. Amai kaisamata samata haishtara. The hashnei chazaka leka. The guy doesn't have a chazaka. The haishtara chesam yamahu. And this star is a piece of pottery. It's worthless. The kevan the ode ode. And once he admits that it's worthless, it's worthless. This is where he answers. It's not like all other Malo Shaker, the same thing as Migo. It's not the same thing as other Migo in the Torah, in the Gemara. Because in regular case of Migo, both claims, the one he uses and the one that we're giving in the Koach of, both could be true. Right? Both could be true. Osa Shu Toin, the Osa Shu Hayu Yochol Litoin, the Lotan Damrina Migo. The one that he claimed, the one he could have been claimed, are both potentially true claims. Abal Hacha. What's the case here? It's Dami Lamal Shakir Makam Edim. It's as if he has a Migo Makam Edim. You can't say Migo unless the Edim. If the Edim contradict your claim, you don't have that claim. So he admits that this, in order for, basically what the Rashbam is saying, in order for Migo to work, both claims need to sort of be true. You can't have a lie in the middle. Shere kol kocho b'cheskaso b'kar kuzo al yedei haishtar hu. Everything comes from the star. V'heyach nemer malal shakir b'shtar ze yibay omer shtar ma'ayu v'alo mod shtar pasol. It's pasol. V'odoz ba'adin kimei Edim Dami. Two Edim would have come and said that the star is possible. What would be the case? Lekasumal Shaker, we still have an amigo. Rishonim says, well, why? He has, but it doesn't matter. Edim didn't come, right? Edim didn't come. So let's look at Tosfos' answers differently. The Teirutz, back to the Tosfos that we mentioned before. So basically, the Rashbam says that the issue is that he has two, both claims have to be true. No, could potentially be true. That's what the Rashbam seems to be saying. I don't know if that's a rule across the board. He says that both, you can't have, we'll go to Rabbi Chanan, gives a, Rabbi Chanan has a whole piece about Migo. This is the pretty much the stepping stone that he, this case about Migo. Well, I wanted to bring it. I left it at, it didn't go home, so I didn't, left it at home. Okay. So now the whole question again that we asked is, what, why is he being so mech on the star? What's the problem? Being so mech, he's not being so mech on the star, he's being so mech on the Migo. So Teirutz Rivam, right? Toso, second line. Delor mida Migo lahotzi mamon. The machlokas here is a Migo lahotzi. Basically, umashu hu muksa pekarka eno klum, de karka becheses balea kaima kevin she eno star velo chazaka el dvarim ba'alma. Basically what happens here is the guy is sitting on the field. He doesn't have a chazaka. He doesn't have a star. The only thing we do know is that this other guy says that the property is his. And the other guy, and the person who's holding the karka says, I bought it from you. So the only thing we have established is this karka once belonged to the ma'arer. So he's a muksa. So the miko was to be hotzi mama. In the klal, most people hold the miko hotzi lo minon. So according to the Rivam, the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef is whether we say miko hotzi mama. Interesting shot, but that's not what the Gemara says, and the Rishon, and that's what the Rishonim most they ask. They go further down. It says the ein nir lari. He says the ein nir lari. Midalom mefarish time hachi behedja. It doesn't say this is the reason. Mashma delo mishum hachi hahu. That's not the reason. The nir lari, and the Rig is an answer. I think it's similar to the Rashbam. I didn't see the time of the Rav Yosef. Delo minamigo hacha kaven the less lay hacha migo. Elim kain shakar tchila. The only way he has a migo now is if he lied to begin with. The initial claim is an absolute lie. So he claims that's a problem. I think it's similar to the Rashbam, that both cases have to be true, potentially true. So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, it's in the Kovach Shiurim, it's in Chelek Beis Simon Gimel, this is in Oz Dalari, he declares a hakir of what is Migo. He said this a few times. How does Migo work? So he says there are two ways you can look at Migo. Look at Migo and say, the guy's believed because it's like a psychological thing. Had he wanted to lie, he could have made this other claim. He could have made a better claim. Had he really wanted to lie, he would have made another claim. So believe him with this claim. Right? He has a nemonis. Oh, he's got nemonis. Or you can say that, what is Migo? Migo's not like a psychological thing. It's a formal psak that we say that if you could have made a better claim, you get the nemonis of that better claim. It's called kolach nemonis. It's either called it's kolach hatayna. It's either nemanus or kolach hatayna. You get the power of the other claim that you didn't make, and that gets brought across. So Rav Chanan says that maybe the machlok is here between the Rashbam and other Rishonim, and then brought into the Gemara is what is migo. So Rabba says Rav Mali Shakar, he has a migo here. Why? Because we go the first way. It's nemanus. Who cares if the other thing was a lie? Why do we care? Had he wanted to make a better claim, he could have made the other claim. Had he wanted to, and he would have won with that claim. What? He could have kept quiet, and he would have had the amigo. If he wanted to lie, he could have said something else. But the other way of looking at amigo is that it's koach hataina. You got to bring one taina to the other taina. How do you give somebody koach hataina when he's lying? There's nothing to do. There's nothing to bring across. Yes, he couldn't have made that claim and that claim. You can't give him the koach of the other taina when his current taina is a sheker.
No. Shtar was forged. Who knows the difference?
Right, so that's the Migo. But we're saying, by saying that the Shtar is good, it's an absolute lie.
Right.
It's an absolute lie. So what are you going to transfer to him? You can give the Koach of a lie? Anyways, there's a lot to talk about that also, but just to, where was it? There's just a good Lushitaso that I saw, based on the Ketzos. There's a Gemara that says, there's a Gemara that says, is it clear how that works? Yeah? So there's a Gemara that says that a person wants to pater his wife from Chalitza after he dies by claiming that they had children. So they say that he's believed to say that I had children. I guess he's dying. He does, they don't know where the kids are. He says that we had children. So you believe him that he had children. He has a migo that he could divorce her. So the machlokas is, can she marry a Kohen? Can she marry a Kohen? It's a machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ramban. So, the Rashbam says that this woman is usher to a Kohen. Why? Because what does Migo do? It gives you the power of the other claim. What was the other claim here? I could have divorced her. So that means I could give you the power of that claim. That means she's divorced. She's usher to a Kohen. That's how the Rashbam says it over here. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban argues. The Ramban throws his hands up when he sees this Rashbam. He says, I don't know what he's talking about. The Ramban says that Migo, according to what Rachonim explains, that Migo is just the Ne'amanus. So we'll believe him now because he wanted to lie. He could have made another claim. We don't give him the same Ne'amanus of that other claim. We just believe him with this claim because he could have made a different claim. So you can marry a Kohen because we believe him with this claim. Okay, there's a lot more to it. What? Very nice. This sugi is near and dear. There's an article in this. There's an article from Shalvin. It was written by my Rebbe Rav Yammer. Talks about it here. So whenever I remember learning it when I was in yeshiva with him. Okay, that's over there. Next case is very very similar, right? So Hud Amr Lechavre, guy says to his friend, Havli Meizuz Maskina Bach, give me the $100 that I lent to you. Bahai Star, and here's the star that says that you owe me the money. So Amr Le, the guy, the Nitpa says back, the potential Malva says back, Star Zaipa, it's a forged star. So Gochim Alachash Leila Rabba, the guy, the Malva, in quotes, bends down to Rabba and says, same case, in Star Zaipa, yes, it's a forged star. Miyu Star Ma'aya Havil Virkas, I have a good star, but I lost it. Vamin, I said to myself, Inkin Hai Bidai called to, it's better that I bring this star to come to Beis Din than nothing. So I'm a rabbi. Rabbi says Malashakar. Yeah, he has an ego because he could have just kept his mouth quiet, and we believe him that he has another star because he could have kept his mouth quiet, and no one would have been the wiser, right? Iboy Amalei Star Malihu. He could have just said this is a good star. Amalei Rav Yosi said Amayka Samachta High Star. Amayka Samta Kasamchta Kasamacht. I guess a High Stara. High Stara Chasu Bialmahu. This star is worthless. Again, the same focus. Interesting though. Now Amar of Idibay Avin. What's the halacha? In the first case, by the land, Allah is like Rabba. We say that he has amigo, and therefore he keeps the property. In the second case, by the Malvin Love, we say that the halacha is like Rav Yosef, and the Love doesn't have to pay. Why? The Gemara says, Why? Because what you're doing is you're just keeping everything in the hands of the Muksa. It seems, somebody showing me explain, some Machlokes had explained, that Rav Idi has a suffix is what the halacha is. So what he does, basically, the Sheb al Taisen, keep the disputed item in the hands of the Muksak. So in the case of the loan, who's the Muksak? The potential Lover. He says, I'm not paying you back, I owe you any money. Keep the money there until you bring a proof. In the case of the land, who's the Muksak? Here's it comes a little iffy. According to this, the Muksak becomes the guy who claims that he bought the property. And keep the land by him. But I don't understand how he's the muksak. He doesn't have a star. He doesn't have shnei chazaka. Is he the muksak because he's actually just sitting in the property? You need rayas to breathe. So why is he the muksak? Yeah, so I don't understand why he's the muksak. But that seems to be what the case is over here, right? Hilchasaka rabba da ara. The hecha the kaima ara tekom. Wherever the land is, you keep it. Right? Rashbam says, Hilchasak Abasi the Rabbi Ba'ara, it's the last Rashbam of the short lines. But also Din Rishon de La'el. He says, Mesafkale the Rav Idi Bar Ovin, Tam Shalmi Mishneim Nir Yosef. Who was right? Meaning Rabbi Rav Yosef. Hilchak Posek Barishon Karabba, Darmino Malo Shakar, Biyamal Amecho, and you keep the purchase, alleged purchase. The Kavin Delo Isbiru Tameim Shal Rabbi Rav Yosef, since we didn't determine who's right, Hamotim Mechaber Alabaraya. You don't understand, he doesn't establish who's the.
No.
That is the muksa.
Notice over here says that my money is whoever's in possession.
Okay.
Which works out. But by land, they go with whoever's the original owner.
But the original owner here
is the
other guy. Not,
exactly.
So that's the wrong way of paskening.
Right. But they get.
The Gemara says we pass him like Rabba by the Ara. Passing like Rabba by Ara is the guy who would have had the Migo.
Right.
So that means the Gemara's assume that he's the Muksak. That note that you just read me, the original owner is the other guy who claims there was no sale.
But by the land?
I don't understand that. Read that again.
It's the guy who's in it now.
We're giving the property to the guy who's in it now. But the guy who's in it now has no star, because we just proved that it's Mizuyah, and he has no, according to Rashbam, he has no Chazaka. So the only guy that we know who was the owner of the property was the guy who was claiming it's a forged star. How do we know it's his property? Because the guy who's sitting on the property says, I bought it from him. So the Cheskel of Mori Kama should be that guy. Should be the guy. I don't understand that note. You want to read it again?
I'm reading it the third time now.
Okay, as I said, we have A and B. A claims I bought it from B. B says, A, your star is false.
Right.
So A says, so we say, let's leave the property by A, because he's the Muksak. But right. But why is A the Muksak?
Because it's originally his land.
No, it's originally B's land. Because A admitted that he bought it from B. What?
I'm
I walk up to you. You walk up to me and say, what am I doing in your house?
Right.
Awesome. What's wrong with my house? What are you doing here? I say, I bought it from you. And here's the shtar. You say, that shtar is false. Believe me, I had an ego. End up we say, and I'm sitting in the house. End up we saying, I'm the muchzak. I keep the property by me. But why? The only person who we know had a chazaka on the house is you. I don't have a shnei chazaka. I don't have a shtar. I know it was your house because I said to everybody, I bought it from you.
Why are you living in the house? So why does it stay by you?
That's my question. That's my question. And I'm sure the Rishonim asked that. What does he say? Did you hear my question? Which the original guy who he does say it's a problem there.
Yeah, but then he says that the best thing has no choice, and so therefore, because they don't know what to do, so therefore.
Right, so I think maybe over here, musuk means the guy who's just. You see something else? Tosa, ask my question. Where? Of the Hilchos. All right. Well, that's just my question. I don't understand how that works. Okay. That's there. Next. Hu arva. We have an arva. We have a cosigner.
Oh, he said that it's all because of the nigu.
Yeah, you understand that? The Rebbe Akiva Eiger he's recording there?
Yeah.
You understand that?
No.
Okay. Okay. We can try later. Hu arva. We have a case of a guarantor. All right? Rashbam says this is an arv kablan. There are two different types of guarantors. There's a guarantor that says if he doesn't pay, you come to me. There's an arv kablan that says that you can come to me first. Because here it's obviously that he came, you see by the case, it's obviously he came straight to the guarantor. So the guy guaranteed a loan. Hu arva, the amrli lova, who says to the lova, the guy who guaranteed the loan for, Hubli meyazuzi de parati lamalva ilavach. Pay me back the $100 that I just paid off your malva. Right? You owed him $100. I'm the cosigner. I paid it for you. Give me back the money. Right? Bahai shtara. This is interesting. Bahai shtara. And I have the shtar that the malva had that said that you owed him money, the malva now gave it to me. Because I paid off the loan, so he gave me back the shtar. But now I have the shtar, so you owe me the money. Okay? V'hai shtara. Armalei, so the lovis is back to the guarantor. La paratich. No, I'm not paying you back. I already paid you back already. I gave you the $100 back already. I reimbursed you. I indemnified you. So Amar, the Aris says back, yeah, Einachanami, you paid me. But la padarcha shaklinu minai, you paid me back, and then you borrowed the money again from me. So give me back that money. Right? So it says if you didn't pay, yeah, this is bad business sense. Get another shtar. Get another promissory note when you do that. So Sachla Rav Idi bar Avin the Kamei Abaye. Rav Idi, who answered our question before, what the halacha was, Rav Idi sent us to Abaye, ki agav namai. What's the case? What's the answer in this case? So Sachla Abaye, Abaye says back to him, Mighty boy, look, what's your question? Hai iu the Amr, didn't you say before, Hilchasak Abasi the Rav of Arab, Hilchasak Abasi the Rav Yosef Bezuzi, which means, the Hecha the Okmo Zuzi Lukmo. You keep the money where it is. So to here, until you can prove that you borrowed, that you lent him more money, you can't prove it with this shtar. This shtar is for a different loan. You can't use this shtar again until you can prove that you lent him more money. The money stays with the lova. Right? Okay. Vahani mili, and all this din, now they're going to limit the din. Vahani mili, the armalei hadarta os bisinhu minai. Where the Arab says that you paid me back the money, and then I returned and gave you another loan. Aval, armalei hadrisinu nehelach machmas tahabi shaifi vusumaki. But if the Malvis, if the Orif says, you know what, you're right, you gave me back the money, but I returned this money for you, not Mitorah's loan, I returned the money to you because it was shufei yusumuki, it was rubbed out, or it was too red, it wasn't good currency, it wasn't good coinage, and I returned it to you, then he could still collect the money with the shtar, because that's as if he didn't pay him back. If I return the money because it's not good, because it's counterfeit, like he didn't pay me back, so this saves 2 ways. So the only time where the money stays by the lova is if the Ariz says I gave you back the money b'toras halva. If I gave you back the money b'toras because it was bad money, then I can collect with the shtar and get the next and you owe me the money. Okay, next case, Rava Bar Sharshum. You have Rava Nafuk Alei Kala Deka Achil Aradi Yasme. A kol came out that he was eating the produce of a land that belonged to orphans. Okay, we assume that these are younger orphans under bar mitzvah. So Amar Le Abaye. Abaye says to Rav Bar Sharshum, Emily, tell me, easy, my beloved. I guess he's, you know, when you're trying to give someone a little musar, you got to, you know, hug them with the right, push them with the left, right? Easy. What's the mice that happened? Tell me what's going on here. What actually happened here? You know, what's the story? So Amrle, so Rabbi Bar Shasham explains, Ara bin Mashkonta havi nikitnu mehun diyasmi. I took this property from the father of these Yisomim as a mashkon. Meaning, look at Rashbam. We'll say it outside. Basically what happened was the brother had a loan, was owed money from the father. Right? The father gave him this land as a mashkon. It's a mashkan to the surah, which means you can eat the loan, you can eat the produce and you diminish the value, the outstanding principal balance on the loan is reduced by how much you ate. So he ate, he sat on the property, assuming 3 years, we'll see later, he ate it, and then he got rid of and he paid off the mashkon. Right? And the Havali, and in addition to this loan that I had the mashkon, the Havali Zuze Achwina Gabei. And I had another loan that he owes me, but I didn't have a mashkon. Right? Ba'chav shnei mashkanta. And I ate enough of in the property to pay off the first loan. The second loan doesn't have a mashkon. So what does he say? Amina, I thought to myself, imahadrin le'ar liyasmi, if I just return the property to the Yisomim, va'amina, and then I say, the isle zuzi achwine gabe da avuchon, and I say that I have another, your father owes me more money for a different loan, Amar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan is going to say to me, Habali Yiparim Nichse Yisomim, if you want to collect money from Yisomim, Lo Yipara Ela B'Shvua, you have to make a Shvua. And you have to make a Shvua, some Yisomim say, you can't even get it now, you have to wait till they're older and then take a Shvua. So number one, he can't get the money now. Number two, when they do get older, he has to take a Shvua, and people don't want to take a Shvua. So he says, so, Lo Yipara Ela B'Shvua, Ela Achbashay L'Shtar Mashkanta, I'll keep the star that has of the Mashkon, but Ochla Shiru Zuzay, and I'll eat now from the field the value of the second loan, and I'll be believed that this is a mashkon for the second loan. The migo de iba ina amina lekuchi biyadi, the iba ina amina lekuchi biyadi behemen. Because I have a migo that I could say, I could have claimed that I bought it from your father because he sat there for 3 years already. So he says, you know what? I'm going to keep this mashkon because this gets the case. I'm going to keep the mashkon the star mashkon of the second loan, which doesn't really have a mashkon, and I'm allowed to eat the property because migu I could have claimed that this property was mine to begin with. So right, the migu the iba in la mina kuchi biyadi mehemena. Right. So therefore, ki amina the isli zuzga bayichu mehemeno. So too, believe me that he owes me the other money. The problem is he was worried about collecting the second loan. So believe me that he owes me the second money. Migo, I could have claimed that this property was, I bought this property and it's mine. Okay? So there's a tshuva, she's brought down the back, there's a tshuva la Rashba. I said, are you allowed to lie to protect your own money? Put him in the back, he has good language back here. Are you allowed, it seems from here that this guy, the first guy also, Shtar Zayfi, Gachan Lachish, are you allowed to lie to protect your own, money? So the Rashba, where is that? I got my glove. It's a Shtura Rashba in Chelek Gimel Simen Pei Aleph. He says, "Chosli lezari da Avram sheyomu sheker ba'filu b'makom hefseid." Right? Brings a quote to pasuk at Sefania. She'eris Yisrael lo yasu ola v'lo yidabru chazav. You're not allowed to do this. If you did do this, as you believe, a lot of things you're not allowed to do. But it has a tokef. It has a. You're not allowed to do this lechachil, I guess. But then, if that's the case, what's the Havamin of Rabba Bar Shashom? And this is, I don't know if it's Rabba, you know, Bayan Rabba, but this is obviously somebody who's a Torah scholar of the utmost, you know, Amoritic scholar, knows what he's talking about. What's he doing? Why is he trying to protect his money with these shenanigans almost? No, so maybe they hold it. If you have a migo, you know, you're allowed to do that. I mean, I don't know. So Armalay, so Abai says to Rabba Bar Shashom, you don't even have a migo. Why? Because your migo was that you could have claimed you bought it. The kuchu biyadi lo matis amar. You could have made that claim. The ha'ika ala kala da ahur diyasmihi. There's a call out here that this property belongs to the Yisomim. So the Rashbam says that that's a macha. Interesting. The macha can be done by somebody other than the actual property owner. The call out there. Ella, rather, zila hadri nihalayu, give them property back to the Yisomim. The chigad liyasmihi ishta ayyidina bahadayu. When the Yisomim get older, then you can go to din with them. So Rashbam explains, look at this Rashbam. Rashbam says, Amrlei, let's get the third line. Kaven the idea milsa de mishkanta is nask bay. Since everyone knows that this is a mashkon, lo matzis lamit in lekuch hebiyadi, ta ika kala, the edus, the aradiyasmehi. This a kol, therefore it's edus, that it belongs to the Yisomim. Interesting. That it seems I don't know. Because if you look at the Tosos, the Kuchi Biyodi, he Tosos says, how he actually said Kuchi Biyodi, he would have been believed. Mikom welcome lo habi migo. It's not a migo here. Why? Because it's a migo ha'aza in this case. Because you have there's a lot of ways that migo doesn't work. Migo doesn't work lahotzi. Migo doesn't work against Aiden. A brazen migo doesn't work either. Migo da ha'aza. Ain adam neiz. Why is this meiz? Because there Aiden. There's a kol out there that says it belongs to the Yisomim. So it seems like Tosos and Rashbam may have a machlokus as to whether or not a macha by somebody other than the actual me'arer is a real macha. The Rashbam says it's a kol. It's a macha, right? He says. That there's a call. But Tosos doesn't say that. Tosos says that's a migo d'ha'aza, meaning that it's not a macha. Maybe Tosos holds that you have to have a macha by the actual property owner. Okay. There's a lot, just so much to talk about here. Next case. Kriva de Rav Idi bar Obin. My other question, though, is also, when did this call come out? He says, there's a call that was out there that it belongs to the Yisomim. Did the call come out after the 3 years? No, it must be that the kol was the whole time. So then what was the havimid of Rava? Anyway. Kribe de Rav Idi bar Abin Shachar b'Shavik Dikla. The relative of Rav Idi bar Abin died, and he left over this dekel tree. So Rav Idi bar Abin Amar Ana Karibna Tvei. Rav Idi says, I'm the closest relative, therefore I yarshin this. But who gavron, some other guy, Amar Ana Karibna Tvei. This other guy says, I'm more karav. It's funny. Here they have the who gavron doesn't have a name. You know, he's the Ploni Amoni. But who gavron, Amar Ana Karibna Tvei. I'm the owner. So the luck is we have no one has a rise either way. So we saw before it's called the Elmigvar, and the other guy took the tree and he ate it. Lesof. So after a year or two, Odi lady iu karitvei. This Karov admitted. Machlokas is what he admitted, but the argument says he admitted that Rav Idi was a closer relative, and therefore the deco really belonged to Rav Idi. So Okam Rav Chizda biyade. So Rav Chizda took it away from and gave it to Rav Idi. Amr lei. So Rav Idi now says to Rav Chizda, give me back the produce that he ate. It was mine from to begin with. He stole my produce. Give it back to me. Amar, so Rav Chizda says back to Rav Idi, you call you an Adam Gadol and you're going after this? I don't understand. What's the shaila? It's his. Why is he getting musar for that? So Aman kan samich mar. What are you being so mechon to get your schus in the tree? Ahai had ka'amar d'anam karma tvei. You're being somech on the fact that this guy said that he's a karov. You want to be somech on him. So therefore what? So Tosfos says, Aman kasanach the sklopi Elon, the last Rashbam, I mean. Ahai, ahodos piv shemoda ashesh ata karov yoser. Only on his hodah that he says that you're karov. But ha'iyu the amar adhashta anakri de tvei. But up to now he claimed that he was the karov. The achol peyus bedin called the elangvar. And he ate the peyrus bedin because of kol de elon gvar. Interesting, Rashbam is saying that kol de elon gvar is a psak din, and therefore he owned it. V'zeh shemo da achshav, and now that he admits that it belongs to you, harehu kenosin lecha to ilam idaita. It's like a matana. It's like a present. Apal pisha lo zachisa bo min adin. You weren't zochum min adin. I don't understand. Chodos baldin kamei edin dami. So that's what that's. Abaye and Rava looks related to Rav Chizda. So Abaye and Rava they argue on Chizda, and they say kaven the ode. Once he admitted. And it belonged back retroactively to Rav Idi, and he has to get back to whatever was taken to begin with. And Rashbam says that's the halacha. Okay, next case. Yeah, okay, we're gonna get to the two dots over there. Huh? Sorry, where am I? Yeah, I guess it's the one dot. Right, we'll get to there. Ze Omer Shel Avosai. One guy comes and says, this property is my father's. V'zeh omer shel avosai. And the other guy claims, this is my father's property. Hai aiti sahad da'avasehu. So one guy, A, Reuven has witnesses that the property belonged to his father. V'ha aiti sahadi da'achol shnei chazaka. And Shimon has witnesses that he sat there for a shnei chazaka. Okay, so the guy, I guess Shimon is the musak. So Amr Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says that the guy who has the edei chazaka is zocha in the karka, because we should believe him that the karka belonged to his father. Because if the karka really belongs to the other guy, right, the guy doesn't have, saying that I sat there for 3 years doesn't do anything. You need a taina. You have a chazaka any more taina. So we should believe him that it belonged to his father, and therefore it's his property. Malo shakar, because he has an ego. He has witnesses that said he sat there for 3 years. So he has an amigo. He could have said, you're right, it was your father's. I bought it from you, and I sat here for 3 years. So he gets believed because of this amigo. Right. So Abaye and Rava lo sviluha. But Abaye and Rava argue on Rav Chisda. Lo sviluhu the Rav Chisda. Because mali l'shakar b'shakir b'malkam edim lo arminam. This is amigo against edim. In other words, the amigo is going to be, you can't say a mali l'shakar when it's soser edus. And what are the edus over here? The edim are testifying complete opposite what the person is saying. The person is saying, believe me that I belong this, that believe me that this is my father's, because I could have claimed that I bought it from you. But the witnesses testify that it's not your father's. So it's amigo against edim, and therefore they don't hold that he has amigo over here. Okay. Hu damle lechavre. Guy says to his friend, my bais b'hayara, what are you doing in my property? So amrele, the masik says to the ma'arer, minach zavine, I bought it from you, ve'achalti shnei chazaka. And I ate the requisite amount of time, I ate here for at least three years. Ozu ati sahari l'achal treish shnei. But you can only get witnesses that he ate for 2 years. He can't get that last year. He can't get a testimony in the last year. Amr Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, since the guy doesn't have a chazaka, so hadra ara, he has to return the karka to the ma'arer, Bahadri Peiri, and he also has to return the payrus that he ate for those 2 years. All right, lesson of the whole Masechta, keep your staros. Find a title company, keep your staros. File a UCC, whatever. Amar Razvid, Razvid says, right, let's say the guy says, Im ta'an v'amar l'peiros yeradati ne'man. If the guy says, if the guy walks up to him and says, what are you doing with my property? And instead of saying, I bought it from you, he says, I bought from you the right to collect payros from your property for a certain amount of years, then he's believed. And he doesn't have to pay for the payros, because he's believed that he bought that right. Because this is similar to the following case. Lav mi, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, Ha man din nokit magla betublaya, but Amar ezel de igdari ledikla de plani de zabin de halimihemon. The guy who goes, and we see him taking the sickle and the axe, and he's taking all the utensils to the field, and we're asking what he's doing. And he says, I'm going to chop down the produce in Reuven's field, because he gave me the right to get the produce from Reuven's field. He's believed. Why? The lo chatzit inish, the gozer dikla de la delay. Person's not so chatzit, not so brazen. You just walk in broad daylight and chop down the cherry tree of somebody else and take the produce.
But does it in someone else have that
manifest? What?
What
do you mean it's not a chutzpah? He's claiming he has a shnar. Every time you say,
what are you doing in my land, what do you mean? What kind of chutzpah is that?
But the Gemara doesn't ask that, but by karka you have to have a shtar. By metalathim, by this case, there's no shtar usually in this case. That's Gemara's question. I'll see you in a minute. So, hachanami lo chutzpah inish lemechel peri delay. The lav delay. Person's not going to have the chutzpah to eat the peris that aren't his. Gemara says, ihochi aranami. Alright? So, ara aminale akwe shtarcha. By karka you say, where's your shtar? I won't have the chutzpah. The modus operandi is to have a star over here. So ihaki peirinami. So to my peiris, say where's the star? Star of the peir of the inish. But it's not the derech to typically have peiris. Just one question before we break for the evening. There's a good question that they ask. He says, we say the whole reason is because of chutzip. So Tosos, the top Tosos in the last wide line says im tomar my ira mishum delo chutzip. Why do we have to come on to the reason of the guy's not brazen to go into the property and take the he's a chesas metaltalin, right? Tepik leim the top is miyade the havi metaltalin. We have a chazaka that anything that's in your hands belongs to you. He's a chesas metaltalin that's his. We don't hold people to be gazlanin. Great, these are the havi metaltalin. She ain't assumed lahashav lahaskir the arm lekuchen miyade neman. He would be believed. So Tosas gives an answer. We're dealing with the cases that where he collected the produce and it's not in his hand. He put it down into a different rishus, so he doesn't have the chesas metaltalin. What? So guys are on the ball tonight. We should do it at night all the time. He said, so others say, what's the difference if he puts it down or not? It was his. The answer really is, we saw the guy walk in and chop it down from somebody else's property. He's pushing. He doesn't have a chesed metatlin because we saw him take it from somebody else. If I walk up to you, I rip the shirt off of your back, and then you say it's my shirt. Ah, chesed metatlin. What are you talking about? I saw you rip it off your shirt. Anyway, okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow, what's the story?
Tomorrow's
Wednesday.
Oh, we'll know tomorrow morning
about Wednesday. Okay, have a good night.